Hey, this is LaCrush Hearts from Soul Fantasy Radio, and you're tuned into the Truth Brothers Radio with Ray and Devon. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Day after the Super Bowl. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know y'all can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net or truthbrosradio@gmail.com. Y'all should know by now, truth is still spelled T-R-U-F.
Yep, and the chat room is live and wide open. Feel free to step on in and start making your comments and having a ball. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Been a dry week, so.
Yeah, that Super Bowl didn't liven it up any.
Well, it did for me.
Beat down on the Hudson.
It did for me.
Did it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't lose at all, so I'm good.
won all your bets.
I won every bet I made, so. Shouts out to everybody who came up on the Seahawks win. I didn't predict the blowout, but I predicted they win.
You did. So, yeah, you did.
So. Either way, but all in all, man, good game for those
was
who were
it really? Yeah.
For those who were Seahawks fans.
I mean, for the pure Seahawks fans, that's what you want. Everybody, rest of the nation, okay.
Matter of fact, if you were a defensive-minded type of person, it was
no
a
doubt,
good game
true.
For you. Because I love defense, so therefore I enjoyed the game.
The Seahawks played a great game. Hats off to them.
Yes, sir.
They hit.
That's another thing I like. They let them play. Oh, dude, I like the fact that they let it. It reminded, like I was telling you when we was watching the game, man, it reminded me of the Bears that we recently had who had that quick, fast, attack swarm to the ball defense. It reminded me of that.
The ones who couldn't get off the field.
Which ones? Not the ones this year. I'm
Super Bowl ones. Super Bowl Bears couldn't get off the field.
Dude, they led the league that year in defense, though.
But they couldn't get off the field.
In the Super Bowl, yeah.
No, I'm talking about from the midseason on. From that game in Tampa, where they almost lost that one, till they had problems getting off the field after that.
The ones that were scoring when your defense was scoring points for you? That defense?
That defense. Sorry, they couldn't get off the field.
I don't remember that.
There was a couple of games where they could not get off the field.
I'm sure it's probably
including the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
You don't remember them can't get – you don't remember that fourth quarter drive where they couldn't get off the field. You really don't remember that.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Go back and – hey, it's on YouTube. Go back and get a gander.
Yeah, overall 16 games leading the league in pass and stops the run and pass. Hey. I got it. That 05 year was their year.
Yeah.
It wasn't?
No, they lost. No. And the defense could, when Manning led that drive, the defense couldn't get off the field.
So this year, as far as the AFC wasn't Manning's year? Broke every NFL record that to be had as a quarterback, and it wasn't his year.
Except for the main one.
I guess.
Same thing. Hey, remember the perfect season for the Patriots?
It was their year. Didn't win the big game. That's all. They had a great year.
Everything leads up to the big game.
But
that's the one you got to have.
But you don't need that win to have a great year. That's what I'm saying. You don't need that win to have a great year.
I guess.
A lot of players had great years, just didn't win the big game. That's all.
True. True indeed.
There.
We hollering at. Isn't it nice to hear sound effects, people? I'm sure.
It just felt like testing them.
Yes,
out.
I sure did.
All right. Shout out. We got to send these out to Latasha Varnes. Shout out to Yaya. I told I would. Renee Day, to my big cousin, Robert, man. Y'all got to follow dude on Instagram. The funniest things I've ever seen in life. Roderick Gay, shouts out to him. Sade Dixon, shouting her out on Cactus. And shout out to our boy Lonnie Irby, man. He kept us rolling during the Super Bowl, man, with his comments on the game. So, yeah, definitely big shouts out to him. And for DJs, B-Days, we got Aaron Johnson, Sheila L. Agnew. I said that right. Christy Lee Johnson, Karen Conti, Tucson Smith. That's what
hope she ain't related to Chris.
She be dead. Sanford Bishop. Dude named Samson. Just one name.
Yep. Got a lot of hair.
Yeah, don't kill his powers. Cherise Powell Greer, Mary A. Cruz, Trudy Merle, Mardell Watson, Stephanie D. Harris, Jean Brooks, Audra Wheat, Missy Jones, Betty Ruth, Nakia Wright, Limon Walton, Gerald Fleming, and shouts out to True Brothers family. Sam Lee. Got to shout out to the boss.
And I know y'all noticed our birthday list keep getting longer and longer because the show keeps growing and growing. It's nice.
I'm saying, what you want me to say? Yes, it's great, man. I thought you was going to keep going. You look at this. Yes, it's great. Shouts out to all of our fans and all the new people we get every week, every day who comes in. Hit that follow, hit that friend button, hit our Instagram and blowing up all of our social medias. We appreciate that. Man, again, if y'all get a chance, man, go check out these YouTube clips. True Bros Run is what you want to search on there. Check out our Facebook page. Definitely get into that Terrible Truth group where we post all of our stories of the Terrible Truth. And yeah, definitely.
And you're free to post some as well. We got, especially like Antoinette, she be posting them, boy.
Yeah. So that's what we're trying to get everybody to get in there and do that, man. We got a couple of people who likes to drop stories in there besides Antoinette too, but we definitely like her for doing that. But we want everybody to come in there, hey, have y'all heard about this? Have you seen that? So we can pluck them out and, you know, trip on them doing our segment of the Terrible Truth right before the second hour. So definitely get in there. Just go on your Facebook page, type in The Terrible Truth, T-R-U-F, and you'll see the page, and go in there and join the group. It's absolutely free. And if you do it right now, we'll cut that in half.
We'll cut free in half.
We'll cut free in half.
Nah, you can't beat a deal like that.
That's all I'm saying. And with that being said, we definitely want y'all to be ready because it's that time, y'all. It's time for the Terrible Truth.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Three Fifths Bank, the bank for coloreds, now with front door entrance.
There you go. And Conrad Murray sleeping pills. Sleep like a king.
That no dose.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Make sure you go to sleep.
Poor Michael. He didn't stand a chance. He was already sweet. Man gets into a 5-hour argument with his wife, then jumps from a 22nd floor window.
To prove his point. Sometimes you've got to prove your point. I like you get tired of losing arguments to your spouse.
Yes, you do.
You get tired of it.
But did she win? Because now she actually won.
She actually won.
You know what?
He jumped out the window. That nullifies the insurance money.
But what I'm saying, yeah, that too. But the fact is, she probably was like, I bet you won't jump out. I bet you I will. And, you know,
I got to prove my love.
I got to fight just to do this. Whenever you read about someone committing suicide, there has to be some kind of sadness to grip your heart. Why? Because someone thought that a life and or a situation was so dramatic and devastating that the only viable solution was for them was for suicide. That's what happened to British boss of Indian car giant Tata Motors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That. Oh man. I bet the sales lady's there.
Tata Motors.
Yeah.
You're gonna love our Tatas.
Woo. Yeah.
Carl Slime. No joke. That's his name. This is a true story.
Dumbass.
It's in the Terrible Truth. Read this. True fact. After receiving a 3-page letter from his wife, Sally.
Saying, I don't want to be Mrs. Slime no more.
Yeah. I'm Sally Slime. Sounds like a villain of Johnny Bravo. Detailing a quote-unquote family problem. It appeared that his wife was so enraged with him that she stopped speaking to him. Bro, I don't know about you, but I like when my mom stops speaking to me. That just, hey, just, you know what? Because it's better than saying shut up. It's way better than that. It is. That's when Slime climbed out of his window while staying on the 22nd floor of the luxurious Woo Shangri-La Hotel. Ah, yep. Shangri-La. Yeah,
it's
there we
paradise.
Go. And jumped to his death.
You're not going to speak to me, huh? You're just going to keep it up. I swear to God, you make me want to jump out the window.
By not saying nothing to me. According to reports.
Couldn't just watch the game, huh?
You know, like. Put my story down. What kills me about it is dudes pray for silence. Like we just, because it's, oh, so you're watching the game? Why you not watching me? Babe, who's that? Are you rooting for the birds or the horses? Like it's all of these things that come around when they're watching. Baby, who's that?
The
why
birds
they,
or the horses?
Who you rooting for?
Why the horses losing? They're pretty.
I like their color. It reminds me of my high school days. Baby, remember when I was in high school? Oh, yeah. See, you got to listen to all that during the one game where the world is watching and you want to catch everything. But, nah, she wants to talk.
And like I said, if I wrap my hair up this way.
Right. Who's that guy who looks like Bruno Mars? Bruno Mars performing? That's nice. You like him, babe? I bought his CD. Lunch is on the table. Like all of this. Babe, I just, what's that? Oh, that's a safety. Okay, what happened with a safety?
Why is it safe?
Football's not a safe game. Ooh, he hit him hard. Was that legal, babe? Can they pass interference? I didn't see anybody interfere with the ball. What's that? Like, no. Shut up. There you go. That's the point.
Tell.
Whatever.
Damn.
So according to reports, Mrs. Slime had had accompanied her 51-year-old husband to Bangkok at Tata Motors.
Yep, a lot of hidden meaning in these stories.
She accompanied her 51-year-old husband to Bangkok for the board meeting of Tata Motors. I got a bang, yeah. Save the Tatas. I bet that was when they was going under. He preached that.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Save the Tatas. Once there, the couple had an argument on Saturday, which became loud to observers. As mentioned, Mrs. Slime gave her husband a 3-page letter detailing family problems. Like, see, that's good. If you don't want to argue, write your notes down so I could just ball it up and throw it away. And just.
But he didn't. He read it.
Yep.
First off, you're small.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. Motors, you ain't pleased these Tatas in years.
Ooh. First off,
that's the
and you're quick.
Is that not the worst thing?
And you're quick.
I don't know about y'all, but I could not, man.
This is why I should have married Dale.
Big Dale is what they call. Dale got a nice one. I saw it through.
Well, I'll make it easier for you.
Jumped. Hillary Banks. He said that on the way down. After she gave him the letter, she went to sleep. Dang, that's bogus.
Mull this over. I'm going to sleep. It's not like you're going to come in and do anything anyway.
If you did, I wouldn't feel it anyway. I'll just stay here and read 50 Shades of Dale. Early in the morning, she received a knock on her door to learn that her husband jumped off the 22nd floor to his death. Mrs. Slime was treated for.
Did he leave a slime trail?
Nah, he left a Gary. was treated for a shock and interviewed by local authorities. So, man, what'd you do? Oh, I just gave him this letter. What was in it? Just some words.
Some advice.
You know. She told the authorities, we rolled and rolled about family business from about 7 p.m., then wrote a long letter and went to bed. Police have ruled out murder. First
really?
Off,
did you really? Really? She didn't Jedi mind trick him into that.
No. No, because first off, I don't care. If you CEO of Tata's, there's nothing in your life bad. Maybe he was hoping some Tata's caught him on the way down. But, yeah, just, dude, why would you jump? You had time. Tell her how you feel next time.
If you started a Tata Motors, who would you have on your
Jill
staff?
Jill Scott, first off, she's running. She's at the desk. And the number one
like the Toyota girl. Like the She's Toyota at the front. Girl. I'm working from Camry today.
Yeah. First off, Jill Scott got the. Then, what's her face? Kim Whitley. She's in there. I put her up there. She's my secretary, though.
That's your personal secretary?
That's my personal. Then I got some no-name people that I don't want to say over the air.
Exactly.
But.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Who you wouldn't have?
I can't outside of Jill, Summer Lachey. I can't say too much of nothing.
Summer Lachey.
Yeah. Google that. I can tell you, people. Google that. That's how the big guy likes to go. I don't want to say no other names because it could get personal.
Yeah, that's all mine was personal after that.
It get personal. I can't go say they'll be working my style. I don't know. They might be waving at me. I don't know.
There it is.
They ain't saying nothing.
I got you. Might be listening. The couple had been married 29 years and would have celebrated their 30th anniversary this summer. 30 years. Of
30
not putting
long,
it down.
Hard, rough years.
Well, something had to be long and hard. Mrs. Slime was a talented engineer who provided.
Yes, she was. Who put her skills on display daily.
Who provided strong leadership to the Indian auto industry. A friend of Mr. Slime said he was a fantastic colleague and a great family man. He worked hard, but he also enjoyed the good things in life.
And yep, that's like falling.
Yeah. I guess that.
Oh, Tata. That's in India.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make those cars that the elephants attack. If you ever on YouTube, yeah. Put in elephant attack, and it's always in India, and they're always attacking those cars. They make them cars called the Shitto.
Yeah.
Yeah,
had me a 94 Shitto.
Yes, with the 6 month warranty.
And it rides
6 month 10 mile warranty. And we're not kidding.
Yeah, it rides on ivory shape.
Big dummy. Yes,
it's a horrible car.
Yes, seriously, go look up it. The elephants attack these cars all the time.
Plus
Tata
poor. So I understand.
I think Tata means something else in India.
Yeah. I don't really care what it means.
Vinicius watching or something.
You know what? Maybe it means poor. maybe it just means poor.
It means food.
It means, oh, they're dropping rice. Like, go get some. Dude, how could you sit up there and catch rice when they're dropping it from a plane? But look, we got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Wildly. Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, my silent moments, louder to crack a thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm on call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all the veins, screaming like you all in pain. Treat it like a drug, all up in your vein, huh? Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates with True Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace. True Brothers Radio.
Exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother, Sithy.
Let us the word, word the phrase, the paragraph. Heed masters, day begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme space. From the scrolls, state of the perfect. Gods are gods from gods to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from my hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to leave the army?
And we're back, and don't forget, in the second hour, we will be talking about life with the social media. You called it the social not work, because it ain't working, huh?
Not work. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that go on with that. Does it help? Does it hurt? Does it hinder things? Do you feel safe with it? We're going to get into all that, man. We're definitely going to talk about it, and hopefully everybody will be still here for the second hour, because we usually run y'all away with what we say in the terrible
Ooh,
truth.
We do.
But
yeah,
who
cares? We can clear out a queue in a heartbeat.
Watch this. Ain't no Jesus. They all
yep,
gone.
Yep, seven gone.
Ain't no Jesus.
Seven gone.
But nah.
Just I mean, wait. But, just wait. There's a movie coming.
No. Did you?
There's
I don't
a
care.
Movie coming. And I'm going to tell you, when the Truth Brothers do this show, people going to be like.
Starring Joaquin.
Yep.
Joaquin
and
is Noah blocking balls everywhere.
Yeah,
get them snakes out of here. Do you? Can we? Okay, look
a little bit,
a little bit,
a little
this
bit.
This is a wee begot. That's Klingon.
818-514-1202. Push that number one.
Just a wee begot.
Just a wee begot.
That's,
go ahead.
That's Klingon for a little bit. Okay. How? Not even how. So you mean to tell me, right? You mean skin to
Let's
tell me.
Let's just look at the premise.
One man got a...
One man and his family.
Got an email from God and said...
Voicemail.
There you go. Got a... Hey, psst, Noah. Who that? It's me, Big G. Look here. Couple days, I'm flooding all this niggas. People.
Here we go.
People acting strange, and I don't like it. So I'm gonna start over from scratch, right?
They mixing fabrics, and I don't like it. I don't know what it was. God was into keeping. Don't be mixing those fabrics.
Hey, is that cotton and silk, my dude? No. Let me holler at you, bro. Look. I'm going to go ahead and tear these trees down, right? Build you this boat. They're going to call it an ark, but we're going to call it a boat. Build you this boat, right?
And it don't go on the tracks. It go on the water.
Yeah, because, see, the train on the water, but the boat's on the track. Remember that. So, I want to kill the people, but save the zebras, all right? I want you to make sure you go here. I got you this list. I want you to get two of everything.
And
make
when
sure.
I say everything, I mean everything.
I mean whales. I mean everything. And I'm not building you a pool in that ark.
He didn't say whales.
What'd he say?
Mammals.
Okay. Well, look here. Now, another thing I want you to do. Please, please, this is important. Make sure you check that it's a man and a woman. I need you to get in there. I
need you to check.
Because they
How you check with some of the birds? don't know, but have faith you'll make the right decisions.
And that's important. See.
Y'all really believe that? Honestly. Honestly. 818-514-1202. If someone pop up in that chat room and do you really believe Noah's Ark? Do you absolutely, truly believe that the entire earth
flooded? Dude, let's dumb it down. Let's Lupe it. Do you believe this dude checked tigers, lions, snakes? Oh, do you believe?
How can you tell a female snake?
Ah, you got to put your finger towards the tail.
If it's a slot.
No, seriously, that's how Jake the Snake told us, Roberts.
Tony wants to know why we are asking that. Because we really want to know. Because
I know people
do
who
you
believe.
Truly, because if I told you that I got a hammer downstairs, and if I swing it hard enough, I can divert a snowstorm, you're going to laugh at me. Right?
True
indeed. If I say that I got a hammer that no matter how hard or how far I throw it, it'll always come back to me, and only I can lift it.
Mm-hmm.
You will laugh at me.
Yeah.
But you'll turn right around on a Sunday and go to a church and listen to a man that will tell you the entire earth flooded.
And?
Tony say, I'm laughing at you anyway. This is true.
Yes.
This is true.
Yes.
But I'm smart enough to know that the earth is balanced between the two-thirds water and the one-third land.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the water comes from, the rain comes from the water that it picks up off of the ocean and the lakes and the melting snow called condensation.
I was going to say that, but thanks for taking my...
Okay, the one big word, and I took it.
You just took my big word
so
of the day.
So where did the extra water come from to overpower the one-third land? And then when it was over, where did the water go?
You didn't know? I could tell you where it came from.
Yeah, I know. I want to hear from the people.
Oh.
Because we save it.
Oh. Leave
might
it.
Have to find a guest that can break
leave
that
it.
Down.
Leave get a Jehovah.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. They break that down like that. I can get a real.
818-514-12. Tony said every precipitation. But I'm serious. Is this movie make you feel better?
You know what? I'm taking it as.
And I'm going to tell you, it's already a poison pill in this movie. Waiting for you black folks. There's a poison pill in this.
The nugget. There's a nugget.
There's a nugget hiding. A nugget. Rise and fall, people. There's a secret little pill that's going to be in this movie to help you feel better about yourself. I can't wait to see how they play it. Because, you know, Noah had a drinking problem. You didn't know that? Noah liked to hit the yak.
And that's probably where they heard the God.
Noah was drunk, fell out in his bed, and his ass crack was showing. This is true. If you're going to believe the story, this is in the story.
I don't want to get this
one of the sons
too.
Said, look at drunk dad with his ass showing, and drew eyeballs on his ass cheek and got cursed. And then all of his descendants were supposed to be cursed. It's you as of wood, and not U-Y-O-U. Q is in your skin, you, mm-hmm. And drawers of water. Who you think that is?
Knockers.
Just saying.
But you know that's not in there. This is Gladiator Noah.
Oh,
I got
no.
a feeling that's what they're doing.
You,
they're not
no
going
way.
Passing
it's
of the Christ
no,
without
I
that.
Bet you they, I bet you it's no way they do not that they do not try not to touch him and his drunkenness and good old ham.
Now, see, here's what
good
I
good old ham. And that's why we like to eat so much of it.
So now here's my take of it real quick. Since we're going to delve into it, just a wee begot, like we say. My man Noah, he gets up on a Thursday. And
yep. Thor. Yep, think about it.
He gets up on a Thursday and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and hit the tavern with my boys. We're going to go ahead and lift up some skirts and see what's popping, babe. It's all right. It's the time. So he leaves his wife. He goes to have him some hooch. He comes back drunk, right? Bam.
Drunk.
Nah, shut up. Everybody be quiet. Shh. I talked to God today. And God said I got to build a big boat. Now,
a big boat.
So I'm tearing the house down and I'm using the wood for this, okay? Shh. Y'all be quiet. Shut up. Dad's talking now. I got to go take my drunk nap. And he go takes his drunk nap. Now, the wife, because he was married. The wife hears this and say, well, he talked to God. Now, here's my problem. If anybody comes to you drunk, we got crazy people in the streets who break dance for loose change and say, hey, man, I be itching, just for no reason. That'll come up to you, say, hey, man, I be itching, and then...
We killing Tony. Tony is dying right now.
But, I mean,
but
real.
It's still,
hey, man, I be itching, and he'll break dance and just do it for a nickel, right? Now... You'll say, man, you better leave them crazy. You will talk about that dude, say, oh, he's crazy, man. Talk about he heard from God and this, that, and the third. But y'all run with the Noah story after he came back. He made this decision, not prior to him drinking, after he had a few at Moe's. So you
Moe's.
Yeah, I'm sorry, at of Nazareth, whatever, right? So he goes and had a drink, and then he comes back and say this. Me, myself, my dad, so here's a prime example, real quick. My dad, me and my brother, we were staying in the city. We was youngest at this time. I think I was like around 16, something like that. My brother had to be like 13, right? So we sleep. Pops wasn't drunk or nothing like this, but he woke up in the middle of the night, and when we were staying in the city, he said, hey, man, it's like 2. Hey, man, it's a cat in the house. Now, at this point, we like, you know, ain't no cat. I don't want to say, well, ain't no damn cat in this house. Look, bro, we going back to sleep. Pop's tripping. He probably was drinking. So he wasn't drinking, though, right? So we sit back. We doze back off. Pop kicks the door in now. Boom. Hey, I told y'all, get up. We got to find the cat that's in the house, right? So we like, all right. So we going upstairs in the attic. We going downstairs in the basement. We looking around. We talking to each other like, man, I can't believe it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's a cat in the house, right? So we tripping, whatever. Now, the whole time, we're like, hey, man, you know, go do your thing, whatever. We brush them off like, hey, man, maybe it was something that you hear. Maybe it's something instead of whatever, right? So mom comes in out of nowhere. Wasn't no cat. It was me. I was drinking, right? The point of the story is, he don't know his own wife to the point where he's just getting slipped past. He's getting dipped past anybody telling him anything because she was the one who told him, hey, there's a cat in the house first. But she was already drinking. Then he turns back around, say, nah, that was me. I was drinking. Don't believe a drunk. That's all I'm saying in the dough.
All right, and on that happy note, we're going to take another break.
You're not a drunk,
and
Mom.
We'll be
I'm
back.
Just...
Yeah, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Two words, United States, no love, no break, no brown, high stakes, crack smoke, black folks, Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals, everybody moves. Two words, most deaf, K-Web, hot shit, calm down, get back, ghetto people got this, game pump, not shit, jump off, top shit, we won't stop shit, everybody move.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You're good, but let's be honest, you're not perfect. And that's not American. We strive to be number one in everything. Sports, politics, economics, homelessness, degeneracy. Los Santos is the home of beauty and glamour for the whole world. Live up to society's expectations. Play your part. Your body is a work of art. Don't leave it half-finished. It's time for your creative plastic surgery. We'll make your face as tight as a drum. We'll suck fat out of your body with an industrial pump. Increase your confidence with fake breasts to ensure people know what you're all about. For the more adventurous, Wanna try an extra nose or three breasts? You know how much men like breasts. Can you imagine how wild they'll go for udders?
My wife was complaining that she did all the work. Carried the baby for 9 months, had painful labor. It's not fair to her my nipples are useless. That's why I had creative plastic surgery. I got a set of udders installed. Now my son can suck my udders while I'm watching the game. The fellas at the bar love them too.
Men never stared lasciviously at my ass. Then I had a tail attached. Now people can't stop looking.
Beauty is not skin deep, it's less than that. Creative plastic surgery. Achieve your own utopia.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Backing down for nothing, I'ma back him down like Shaq with this black 223 in my hand. Better pray that the chopper jam like a radio single, man. Police radio signal fan that a 187 land on your corner. Coroner's comfort, your mama, mama, he dead the next morning. Hot toasted up with my homies, we drinking smoke marijuana.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. And we are still into the terrible truth here.
Philip Seymour.
You know what? Y'all, everybody, I think, knows by now that Philip Seymour Hoffman,
passed.
Academy Award-winning actor, passed. Was it Saturday night and a Sunday morning?
Yeah, Saturday night. He passed Saturday night, early Sunday morning. They found him in his New York condo with a needle in his arm.
Philip like not diabetic.
Philip liked that ace of spades, so... Oh, well, you chose your way.
818-514-1202. Push that number one and
get
at
us. Let's get into current news.
What, what's the difference with Ace of Spades? And then they say he had, what, Queen of Hearts?
No, Ace of Hearts.
Ace of Spades. Okay, what's the difference?
Okay. Don't ask me like I know.
I'm actually putting it out there to the people.
Oh, okay, cool. Go ahead, let them answer then, because I don't shoot up. So, it's like, yeah, but no.
I know it's horse.
Well, one of them has a wee thing that gets you ready. It's one of them actually is red. No joke. One of them's actually red.
That must be the hearts.
Gotcha. And
a little red dye number 5 in it, and the people
get you,
will love it.
Yep. Get you. You know, he had blue magic, so why not have the ace of hearts? Get your crack boiling spoon and a lighter. Philip was there.
I just, man, it's sad to me. He was a good talent, man. I enjoyed a lot of his movies. He's a hell of an actor, but
so was what's his face? Can't remember the dude name. Great thespian. Did the voice did great in all the Shakespeare plays. Older guy. You know, big dude.
Yeah.
It'll come to me.
Nippy was a great talent too.
Was he?
Nippy was a great talent. Whitney Houston could sing. That's not even debatable. She could sing.
Whatever. My heart will go on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, but
I'm with you. You know what? I almost kind of felt bad, but didn't. That I mourned a little harder losing Tina Marie than I did for Whitney Houston. I still miss Tina.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I missed Aaliyah for a little bit, but that's different time.
I really enjoyed Tina's whole, her whole catalog.
I guess. I mean, that's y'all era, though. You know, when they said, oh, she was out of here, I was like, I really didn't. I mean, you know, I didn't get in. I wasn't a Tina fan like that. I had nothing against her.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, she didn't.
And that's how I was with Whitney. I was not really a Whitney fan. I had nothing against her. But I found her marriage to Bobby was just sad. And
really?
Again, to me, it wasn't all Bobby's fault.
No, don't. What you telling the people out there when you know Bobby killed Whitney, man?
Right.
Bobby was the one who put that horse in her hand. Hey. You thought you was high with that.
Try this.
You do this. It's called Bronco.
You're an idiot.
No, but whatever, man. And rest in peace, Philip Seymour Hoffman, I guess.
Yeah, you guess?
I guess.
He can work the floor door. Don't be afraid. He can work the floor door.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
That was the plan.
Matter of fact, we can start moving floor door detail to anybody.
Yeah, everybody's open.
Everybody can get a dose of the floor door.
I don't understand, whatever. I guess he was a good talent, I guess. It was just horrible for me to see him. I mean, not horrible for me to see him, but it's like when you waste your gifts, when you waste them and do something like that, I don't feel bad for you. Like you said, if he'd have died of natural causes, I'd be like, man, that's crazy. You chose to go to T-Ron and get your horse.
T-Ron, the horse dealer.
T-Ron sells the Heyron, and you chose to buy it. So, hey, Whitney chose to shoot up. Smoke her knees off.
I would love to make a topic on this. I just don't think anyone would be bold enough to call the show and tell us the virtues of getting high. Whether it's weed or whatever,
I know a few people who would.
If you think we can get them on, I'd be all for it.
I know a few who say, let me tell you about weed. I know quite a few who will tell you the benefits of weed and the possession of the benefits of weed.
Right.
So, yeah, I know quite a few.
Like this guy. Let me introduce y'all to this guy. Man calls pizza driver to his house to rob him.
Yeah, pizza? Nah, pizza pal. And then stuck him.
That's what he said.
He got the Little Caesar. Pizza? No. Pockets.
Typically, criminals leave their home in order to commit a crime. Not this guy. He preferred to have his victims come to him. And ultimately, that was his downfall. Yes. Michael Antonio Long.
Yep, from Antonio's Pizzeria.
20.
Of course.
A winner. He's a real winner. Two decades on the earth.
And had it all figured out.
Was arrested Thursday for allegedly robbing a pizza delivery man who came to deliver two pies. Long ordered the pizzas by phone and had it delivered to his mobile home in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Genius.
When the driver arrived, Long had several other men allegedly armed with handguns rob the man of all of his money and took his wallet and the two pizzas he was carrying. Genius. Come to my house. Come to my house. Bring the pizza.
Well, go ahead.
I'm so damn hungry.
Well, go ahead.
The driver got a good look at the suspects and described them to the police. Investigators talked with people in the trailer park and mentioned that one man fitting the description of one of the robbers lived in a mobile home where the pizza was delivered.
About 6'3", black. That's all you need.
Really?
That's where they went. I'm sure.
The one black guy that lived in the trailer park.
The one black guy that lived in the next
Oh, well, that's
lived.
Black Michael.
You know him. He always sells the heroin.
That man was later identified as Long. An officer who knocked on Long's door found the stolen pizzas
as he was
and the delivery bag.
I ain't paying for nothing. I ain't got no money. Now give me the pies because I'm hungry.
Yes, one officer said, typically we don't see a suspect call a delivery man to the actual address to commit a robbery.
That's what I was going to get into.
We usually don't get, they usually... Usually tend to, your house is usually your hideout. The Joker never robbed somebody at the Laugh Factory.
No, because what you would do is, usually what I heard was people would have them go to abandoned houses, give them that address, blah, blah, blah.
And then wait.
What up, bro? Me and my guys need them pizzas. No, you'll
and
never.
You change.
Pretty much.
We just going to invite him here. He won't remember the house. They don't write that down.
Yeah. No, I'm just...
You know what pizza places do now? record your phone number along with the address, and if you order multiple times, they already know the house.
I call Pizza Hut. They say, I give them you know what's crazy? You can call them, and they don't ask for the number. They'll know.
Right.
It's
Devon, this
you? Yeah.
Y'all broadcasting because I want to disturb you.
Right. Oh, it is Monday, right? All right, we'll have it for y'all. It's like 9:30, right? All right, cool. We'll be there. Bam. Nope.
Not Michael.
Not Michael Anthony. That's his name, wasn't it?
Antonio.
Whatever. He's stupid. He's dumb.
What a dumbass.
You know what bothers me? You know what grinds my gears, man?
Yeah.
Because you got to do. You're not making money as a pizza delivery guy.
We're going to talk about what grinds our gears.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in that mood right now.
818-514-1202.
We haven't done that in a while.
Feel free to call in and tell us what actually grinds your gears. Go ahead.
The pizza man don't make.
Someone said, nope, that's enough for me.
Yeah, whatever. So the pizza man said, the pizza dude don't make money as it is. Like you're pulling in big dumb bucks. You're living off your tips. And some of them just, all right, thanks for the pizza, bro, and close the door in your face.
The tips keep gas in the Torino.
And you're going to take the tips from him. Bro's probably got a family and everything, man, and you're just going to take the tips from the dude. That's what grinds my gears. And you're not going to do nothing with it but spend it on weed or go ahead and blow it on some Jordans that you can't afford anyway.
Or go actually buy some pizzas.
To go to the grocery store and buy some home run in. Frozen.
You know what grinds my gears?
What you got?
I feel bad, but I don't feel bad. You ever, like, this is tax time. You're driving down the street. And there's this big old brother dressed as a Statue of Liberty holding a sign,
twirling,
flipping it, talking about come in here and get your taxes done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad. But don't you think you could have made some better choices and then you wouldn't be?
Well, you can't chalk them all up like that. Some people just fell into the wrong situations, man. I feel you, though. And I try to.
It's usually the one that just.
Are you supposed to tip them or something?
I don't think so.
For their trip?
I feel. And they always get them out there on the coldest days of the year.
Yep.
Get out there. Put your Liberty suit on. Get out there and get me some taxes. And you're out there. People are driving by in their nice heated cars.
Shucking and driving. I mean, shucking and driving is what they're doing out there.
And he's spinning the arrow.
Get in here.
Even the guy that has to dress like Mario got it a little better because you can't see his face.
Yeah, they don't.
Statue Kenneth, of Liberty, man.
Take that scarf off. It ain't that cold. Care if your lips freeze. They're big enough to be all right. Now get out there and get my taxes. You're right. You're absolutely right.
But a lot of these, here's what I've seen, because I've seen a couple of them and recognize a couple of them. And it
recognize them?
Yeah, I recognize a couple of them. And it usually adds up to, you were the bomb in high school.
Oh, yeah.
High school.
Like a track meet.
Didn't figure that it was going to be a couple of more years after that high school of living to do.
Nope.
Just saying.
No. You're
the ones who usually run high school ends up out there bringing in the tax return.
They taking your order for the Mickey D's meal right now.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man? What, you still here? Yeah, man. Been here since high school. They got me on fries, though, man. I'm on my way. So
seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, I
I am being. It's terrible.
I've seen.
And it's usually, remember the dude that you gave wedgies to? That you stuffed in the lockers. He's got that Audi.
Well, I never did such things because I was a good kid, man. I was one of them dudes that you wanted to hang around because I just cracked the jokes. I was the clown. So right. Hey, whatever.
But you wasn't a bully.
No, I wasn't a bully.
Well, you wasn't the bagger. Let's laugh at the poor.
No, I didn't roast the retards. I didn't do that. There was quite a few, but I was never the roast the retard type of guy.
The retard roaster.
Yeah, it was guys who all look at him. He got one big foot. Like, you know, come on, man, that ain't even necessary, bro. Like, you know, if y'all gonna
or
do
ladies,
it.
The ladies in high school. Or I think actually after who loved the thugs.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar said it best in that song with T.I. Yeah, he was like, hey, is that you with them big old thighs out the school with your three kids and three baby daddies and car note that's overdue? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's normally how you end up. You was there. That's you with them. Girl, you are nice. No, you're not balling. I likes the dude with the swagger.
With the swagger.
And
the one who likes to, he likes to, he's got a car, and he's putting TVs in his car now at 18. That's what gets me.
And he's living. You're not living yet. You're not a real man. You can't support your family at 18.
Well, you heard girls who say, oh, he's a nice guy, but I don't like him. He's nice.
He's all right. I mean, he's cute and nice, but.
But Darion.
Darion.
Who gets heavy-handed when he drinks more liquor.
He's too young to drink, but he brings me liquor every night, girl. I'm fixing to go turn up with him.
I'm being for real.
Just, you know,
grinds my gears a little bit.
You know what grinds?
And the parents who lived it up in high school and then encourages their kids to live it up now. Yeah, you can study later.
Oh, yeah.
You're a freshman. Yeah. Go to prom.
What? That's not, first off.
Just saying.
Depending on how your prom situation is, that's okay, man. It's all right. Depending. I
got you.
If it's
just saying things to grind my
if
head.
A Bernard guy
you got
comes
a, you got a 1.5 grade point average.
No.
But
no.
You're renting limos for the kid to go to prom.
Yeah. Did he get out of there?
No, not prom. I take that back.
Yeah.
When you renting limos to go to turnabout or homecoming.
I was like, what is a turnabout?
You never heard of turnabout?
What is a turnabout?
Turnabout is something
when the girl
where the
asks
girls
the
ask the guy. Right.
Dude, I have not heard of that in a while.
Some schools call it turnabout.
They still do those?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not even know that. We never had one of those, so we had, unless
yeah. But I've seen, I mean, homecoming day, I've seen parents rent limo Hummers
turn up
to go to a homecoming day. Really,
turn up.
I get prom. Prom is, if you think about it, prom is the biggest event you have experienced
of your
before
young
your
life.
Wedding.
Yeah, it's the biggest.
It's
event
your
of
it's
your life.
Prom. It's your wedding, and then. Most likely for some people, your funeral. But
no, I feel that it's just to me. I'm like,
yeah, Tony said she did for her son's prom. Yeah, but not homecoming.
But see, it all depends. Like I understand if it's a group of kids and they just want to go and well, it depends on how old they are. But if it's a group of little kids and I don't want them to drive or whatever, and I'll get them. Hey, y'all go there. They'll wait and bring y'all back home. That's cool. It's no biggie like that, you know. I'm just saying, like, some kids, like, they'll rent cars for their kids on prom night.
I'm not talking about prom. I told you, I get prom.
No, I know, I'm
talking
saying.
About homecoming.
I wouldn't rent a car.
Just a regular dance. Well, and you're, come on.
It all depends. Some people do that. Some people
that's
think
what
it's okay.
That's what grinds my gears. That was the topic.
Yeah, I know, but, well, mine is people who, if you're in your 40s, or you're 30, your mid to late 30s, and you're saying turn up and bad, can I say bad bitches? Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay, and you're saying I'm a bad bitch and all of these things. That grinds my gears. You're
if
too
you,
old
if
to
you're,
say that.
If you're 40 and up and you got everything Weezy has made, not a good look.
Analyzing. No, I'm just playing with you.
Not
but it's just the language. Forget the rap. It's what you say to me now. Not even just to me, but it's what I hear
dress.
These women, how I hear these older women and older dudes still. If you 40 talking about, yeah, me and my boo finna turn up, and you're holding a blunt, in your hand.
And you're 48.
Yeah, and y'all taking pictures. Another thing, people, Facebook, Instagram, right? Let's just take those initials. FBI, do you think is watching you? Y'all posting pictures of, the weed.
Right into the topic.
Yeah, that was the point. But
you're professionals.
I do what I can. You holding pictures of you holding weed, a joint one? Do they still call them joints? I don't know.
If you're 48, yeah.
They call them joints.
Yes.
The youth call youth walks up to me and calls it Kush and Loud, right? So, I mean, if you hold Loud and you got your fist full of hundreds, your tax return money, and your yellow plates that you just put on your brand new Ford Explorer, and you're just out there, the good life, turned down for what?
Tony say she still calls it reefer.
Tony still rolls them with tops. Tops rolling papers. I calls it reefer.
She calls it a bowl. Smoking a bowl.
My grandmama calls it that stinky stuff. She does. My grandmama, y'all been smoking them stinky stuffs?
It is.
I'm like, I don't smoke, grandma. But
yes, you do. You're a thug.
Your hair says otherwise, son. Cut it off and be a Christian with me. They're talking about Noah on Church Sunday. Bring
there you
it.
Go. I see that. Yeah, you just wait till that movie come out. We going to get us a nice, nice guest.
Who you want to get?
Hey, I
say we get a pastor.
I get T.D. Jakes if I could.
I say we grab a pastor.
Grab a pastor?
Yeah, get pastor, grab her. Either one.
Either one.
Because I know a pastor who'd do it, but he'd have to wear his hat the whole time. He says he never takes what they call them hats. They have like this big
hat
that look like the New Orleans Saints symbol.
Oh, it's mitre?
Yeah, I guess that's what you want to call it.
Whatever.
He said he'll do it, though.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, we're about to. Yep. Let's go into the second hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about social media and you. Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. From school days to dawning, new ways of performing.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store, that girl that you work with. That weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it. There is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats,
Mommy, my hat
helmets,
don't fit no more.
Scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net or truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. We got the chat room wide open for anybody to walk in. But since we're not talking sex this week, all we got is Tony in there by herself.
And then,
last week, we had to have the chat room cleaned up. It got so messy up in there.
Well, yeah. What, the Russ?
My man Russ, yeah.
British Russ.
British Russ, yes.
Yeah, so hey, whatever. That has nothing to do with life. That's just a good evening. But, yeah. Okay,
go
so
ahead.
Anyway, today's modern age or whatever, today's technical age is basically consisted of a lot of social media, a lot of social networks, and everything you've done and everything you do or have to get done is basically done over the internet. From paying bills to filling out to even just filling out job applications. Because they basically made paper applications non-existent anymore. So with that being said, and all this, do you feel comfortable with putting all your information out there? And do you feel as if social media and all of the new gadgets and everything that we have help us, or have we basically become at the mercy of the machines and everything that we own?
Mm.
Reason I ask that is because the other day, I was with a friend, and they were basically saying, yo, I left my phone. And basically, they felt like they were going to lose their mind because they didn't have their phone with them. And I'm like, okay, in case of emergencies, yeah. But it's like they had to be on Facebook. They had to be on Instagram just every 5 seconds to keep checking it, like, yo, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What are they doing? Who's talking about what? And I was just curious, and I asked, like, yo, could you go a day without going on them sites? And he was like, man, I could, but it'd kind of be hard. And then I thought about, like, man, we pretty much are at the mercy of these social media networks.
Like it, 818-514-1202. You know, I fought the cell phone for a long time, man. I enjoy when I go out, you can't reach me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't contact me. If it was an emergency, that's what payphones were for. That's what
right. Didn't
need it. But once I got a cell phone, that was it. Now, I get the idea of when you leave it, you do feel like you're leaving something important.
Mm-hmm.
How can someone contact me? And I try to catch myself and say, you know, I wish that I
just never got one.
No, I wish that I could leave it and not think about it. I like to do that on purpose. But now, especially with my job, I have to have it.
Yeah.
They have to be able to contact me 24/7. And it sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. And as far as the social media, look, I'm on Facebook now basically because of the show. And like Tony gets on me real bad about not working the social media harder than I do. And she's right about that. But I just hate it. I don't believe that every thought that comes through my demented head should be transmitted to the world.
I think that's safe for everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a lot of times, I mean, and then it's
and
not
Tony
just
said yes. That's the loudest yes I ever heard her say.
No, and the thing is though, like for me, I try to work our Instagram or whatever because it's easier for me. I mean, to me, Instagram, which is basically Twitter for people who don't like to read, it's pictures. You just, hey, we're doing this, blah, 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 blah. It's easy. It's easy for us to promote it, whatever. But I stopped liking the Facebook thing. It's something that just about it just seems messy. And I've seen so many relationships crumble simply because of Facebook. Like, that's the one thing that I was like, yeah, this is getting stupid. So
people get so personal on there.
Yeah.
And defensive. You put every thought you got out there, And then you get defensive when someone comments on it, but you put it out there for there to be comments.
That, and you know what's crazy? Another situation. Person I know, she worked at this little, she worked at the Barrel. You know what I'm talking about, right? She worked at the Barrel where the crackers live.
Yeah.
So
if this was the actual Cracker Barrel, you wouldn't be allowed in.
You're going to say the name anyway, huh?
Yeah, whatever.
So, and she got in, she basically had an argument with her boss, right? So she goes on the Facebook, types in everything she does, and like, yeah, they'll learn, and this, that, and the third, right?
I'm going to teach them.
I'm going to teach them, right? So here's what's crazy. She said, that wasn't just meant for my job. That was meant for everybody who aggravates me. But she said, it wasn't intent for nobody in my job to see. Thing number one. The case, why do you have everybody at your job as your friend so they can see the status, right?
Pretty much.
Two, why do you get upset with the people at the job, see the status, who knows what went down at the job, tells the boss to look at your status?
Look at her status. She called you a tinkle willy.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
I didn't mean for him to see that he's not one of my friends.
The excuse was, it's my page. I can put what I want. I said, you know what? That's your right. You can put your, it's your
people
freedom of thought.
People think freedom of speech means freedom without consequences.
That was the back. But I'm like, so now because he saw that, he can say, all right, come to work Monday. So this is how you feel. Okay, cool. First off, there's a policy that says do not put your work business on your social network. They put that in once the social network and everything started taking off. You do not put your business. Well, not everybody implements that, but Cracker Barrel does.
Big companies that make money do.
There you go. You can't go in there talking about the AT&T and the Comcast and all these spots. Say, Xfinity ain't nothing. Let me tell you what they did to me today. That's not going to fly. Do you know
that
I found out that these companies have what they call scours. And scours sit there, and all they do is put their company name in a search, in a special search engine just for their job, and see, okay, do he work here? He sure does. And if your name pop up with a flag, you get the call soon.
Making that bootleg money.
Hashtag Xfinity gonna learn. Like, that's not smart.
Hey, J-Ron, would you come in here, please?
We need to talk to you. Yo, what up, boss? Love working at Xfinity. No, you don't, because you like getting that bootleg side money. But it's these things that's bothering me, like I said. But at the same time, I don't like the fact that even when it comes to filling out job applications and you have to put all your information in, personal information in order to get the, like, you can't, like, I remember I had to fill out a few paper job applications a while back, and when was the last time you filled out a paper job?
Yeah, I was waiting.
I just thought about that. Like, when was the last time anybody actually filled out a paper application? Really?
Thinking. That's the best guess I could come up with.
I'm trying to think. Mine was probably
before then. You can
always
say in the 90s, but I'm trying to think about when it was just about over.
I'm thinking mine, the last time I was like maybe 99, 2000.
Yeah, that's the last time I filled out one.
And ever since then, it's all been. But, you know, you can't put, like, when I filled out the paper, when they asked for the social, XXX, XX, last four. That's how I did all my job applications. You're not getting the whole thing, bro. There's no need for that until it's time. So, but now on the online or whatever, you have to put your whole social in. You have to do, and they tell you it's a secured, you know, site or whatever. Me, myself, I get kind of paranoid with that.
I agree.
I don't like that.
I'm paranoid with that for that credit card number.
Yeah.
But some of the sites like PayPal and anything that – bigger companies that say a secure site is generally secure. But, again, what does that mean? Ask Target.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to get into that.
That was in the store.
That's Target. That's, dude, you got there are very, very smart hackers out here who figure out ways. Like, a good movie to watch is Identity Thief. It's funny, but if you check into that, they show you how, well, it's like you keep telling me about the Wolf of Wall Street and how it's that little hidden thing that you can pick up on that. It's the same way with this, man. When this identity theft thing started coming on the rise, man, people was putting in their credit card numbers, their social security numbers, addresses, all of their personal information. And, you know, you can lose your identity. Like, people have gone bankrupt from these things. So, yes, I'm paranoid. I don't like it. I just feel like it should be a way where feel as if I shouldn't have to give you all this information, especially if you just need to know my job history.
Yep. You want to know the messed up part?
Yeah, what you got?
You really want to know the real messed up part? America.
Land of the beautiful.
America. I'm talking to you now.
Home of the brave.
You are so self-centered. You are so stupid that you believe in your superiority. And I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about the average American who believes that we got the best health care in the world, who believes we got the best technology in the world, who believes this myth that we're number one in everything. We're not.
Nah, that's been quite
We're a
so
rich
sad.
Country that gets raped daily. This is just truth, people. We get raped daily. You want to know why, what happened to Target and what happened to millions of people? I was one of them. I was one of them. Chase hit me up and said, hey, bro, you went to Target on such and such a date, right? They got you. But don't worry. We got you back. So I was fortunate. I didn't get hit for anything. But okay. I was caught up in that net of the stuff that happened with Target.
Okay.
So the swipe card, your credit card, with the magnetic strip that every time you swipe it transmits all of your information, all of your personal information, along with the PIN you have to put in to unlock everything that they got from you, is so outdated that you're the only place in the civilized world that still uses it. They don't tell you this because the company said, hey, you know what? It's a little too expensive to change everything over. Screw them.
Let them keep
they
swiping.
Like to bowl and eat fat-free food. They all right.
Bowl.
The rest of the world, Europe, parts of Africa, the Asian Pacific, or the Asian Rim, other parts of the world, cards have gone to a chip. This was, you don't believe me, this was in NPR last week.
Mm-hmm.
They got a chip that when you run this card over the chip, encodes everything and transmits the transaction. You don't have to punch in a PIN anymore. It just transmits the stuff encoded. So that way, if someone hacks it and gets decoded, it comes in scrambled and they can't decode it. See, when you run the magnetic strip over, it just transmits everything just in plain English. Yeah. Anybody can grab it.
Indeed.
And we're the only country left that still uses it. There was one of the NPR correspondents who was recently sent to London, and he was saying the hassle he had to go through to change all his stuff over to what they're using over there because no one uses magnetic strips. No one wants to use magnetic strips. Nobody.
Yeah, it's a
You're the only country left, but you believe you're first in everything. And the only reason companies didn't do this when the rest of the world did it is because it was too expensive to them. They gave away all of our information at will because it was too much money to do it right. Think about that. Too much money to actually care about their customers to do it right. Visa went to Target and Walmart and said, hey, everybody else is using this chip. Why don't we go, if you two guys do it, everybody else will start to do it. And they said, hey, man, what we doing is just fine.
Don't
you know how much money? We would have to get new cash registers, new swipe machines. We'd have to get all of this new stuff that Target has to do now anyway.
That they could have did 2 years ago?
That they could have did a long time ago. But that's how much they care about you.
No, they care about, look. We, at this, well, we're getting into something else, but still. And in the age that we're in as far as consumer and seller, the seller doesn't care as long as you're getting their product. That's all that matters. I mean, it's a greedy world, and we as people are greedy. We're greedy people in the gate. We're greedy. I don't even want to say by nature. I believe that situations tend to make people greedy.
Yes, because it's not by nature.
No, I know. I mean, your default switch says to have compassion for your next man. That's your default setting. Thank you, Brain Games. Right. So, the situation and circumstances force you to become a greedy person. It forces you to have to have this. Okay, let me handle this first for me, and then whatever else comes out can be for everybody else. But I'm still not going to give them everything, which I wouldn't even technically consider that greed. But anyway. The big corporation, the big boss or whatever like that, like I said, the sellers, they're greedy because they can be. Dude, like the gas companies. Dude, that gas don't have to be $3, $4 a gallon. People are going to buy that.
I got news for you, dog. It's higher than that everywhere else in the world.
No. I'm just saying. But it doesn't have to be. They're going to make money despite themselves. They're going to make money regardless of what you get. When you have, what's that? What did they say? There's now it's two cars per household, which means you have to put gas in those cars. I mean, people are going to people get gas every day. Every day. That's a multi-billion trillion dollar profit margin on gas alone. You're just being greedy now. You could have said, you know what? All right, everybody gets $2. Well, you can get $2. You're still going to be a trillion-dollar company, regardless of the fact. So why are you putting the other two on top of that?
It's manipulation. It's not putting the two on top of it. It's manipulation. I
took it as hostage.
Same difference. No. If you notice, in the summer, they have to blend a different blend of gas for the summertime. But if you haven't noticed in the past 10 years, look at the past 10 years. Every summer, there's some refinery that has a problem.
Yeah, and the gas
there's
has to go up.
There's some refinery every time. And I think America only has, what, three refineries? Two or three refineries.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it three?
It's only two or three. You would think that a country this big would have 20, 25 refineries all over the nation.
Nah.
No, because that's called a siphon point, where everything trickles down to these three places and then disperses back out to the rest of the country. But if one of them has a problem, that slows down production. When you slow down production, you can raise the price.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah, think about
saying.
It.
That's all I'm saying. Man. That is just. This is going to get to the other point. You have to jump. You have to upgrade with technology, like the chip. Yes, very important. You have to keep up with the times. But at the same time, that was my point. Does it help or does it hurt you?
818-514-1202. Push that number one and talk to the Truth Brothers. We want to hear from you guys. You guys use this technology every day. Some of you guys are smart enough, and I'm looking at the queue, so I see two of them right away. Some of you guys are smart enough to get on Facebook, and you only put little topical stuff, little simple stuff. You don't bleed your whole heart out, but you like to have little thought-provoking questions and stuff like that. I think that's smart. But then there's some people who I just had a fight with my boyfriend. I'm going to blast him all over Facebook.
And next week, say, me and my boo go through a lot, but we'll make it. Hashtag us forever. Why you hating? So, the thing, and even with that, because when we get in after this break, I got something else I want to get into. But even with that, like you said, man, you the Facebook and basically all of these, Twitter, Facebook, Vines, all of these things, they're built for drama. You got to be a strong, and this, I want to say this to ladies first off, because dudes rarely go through this. You have to be strong enough to know that even if you got an attractive guy, or guys, you got an attractive woman, if she has a couple thousand friends,
yep,
understand they're going to be likes, understand people are going to comment, understand.
Why you like your outfit?
Exactly.
Who is this dude? Then you jump on there, hey, man, don't be liking her outfit.
Now,
well, who
first off, how does that sound?
Just sounds the way it's supposed to sound.
How
like
does
failure.
That sound? Hey, man.
Don't be liking her outfit. Well, who are you? I'm a boyfriend. No, you're not. I am.
And they're both lying. Because the real dude's laughing at them. Or he's just a dude who's like, I don't care. I'm hitting in anyway. Don't matter. Just fellas. Let us just enjoy the community that's just coming to us. Or ladies, stop with the that's my man, okay? Just on putting it all on blast or whatever. I understand it's a beautiful thing to sit there and say, hey, you can have somebody to claim as your own and all that. That's pretty. That's gorgeous, whatever. If somebody you don't know, your man doesn't know, comes in and say, yeah, because he was with blah, 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 why do you instantly believe the person you've never seen before?
Pretty much. Tony says she's never been fought over on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. So hey, nice outfit, Tony. You look great.
Who are you liking Tony's pictures?
I'm Tony's boyfriend.
No, you're not. She likes young hotness.
Oh, I'm whipping that white in the kitchen 804. And that's my girl.
Hashtag MOB. Dude, but, and then again, yeah, that's nice. Then again, what you got?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing at all. She's laughing now. Oh. I was just going to say, for all of you people who swear you're so intelligent on social media, and there are some people like Lonnie,
yes,
Tony.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there who bring the knowledge on there. But there's some people who swear they're intellectual, but when someone challenges them on a point, it devolves into name calling.
Yeah.
And rallying people to unfriend mugs.
Useful to go. Yeah. Yeah, I knew you was going to probably bring that one.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I was just talking. You see it all the time. Remember when we did the show about atheists?
Mm-hmm.
We got attacked on Facebook.
Yes,
we did the show about gay marriage. We got attacked on Facebook by supposed intellectuals who the first thing they want to do is start name calling.
But you know what's crazy? We got attacked for saying, hey, if that's your business, knock yourself out. You know, the people who are the intellectuals who beat their chest, like, it was the straight people who was coming, hey, man, gay marriage is wrong. No.
Because the Bible said so.
Yeah. No.
The Bible, that 2,000-year-old book that's been loosely translated and retranslated over 600 times.
I was going to say 4,400, but
yeah.
But anyway. But no, I like to get on Facebook. Drop little things.
Nuggets,
yeah,
right. We try to stay engaged with the listenership. We try to keep them interactive,
yes,
and we like to try to set off a conversation, and then we let y'all go at it to see if whether or not this would make a good topic or not.
Absolutely. A couple of topics we did came off of that. But one of my friends tried to play a practical joke, and this is, you know, whatever. The joke. No, we going there.
We're going there.
Okay. So one of my boys, cool dude, known him since high school. We went to high school, went down to Mississippi to college together, man. Life was great, right? So a couple days ago, he put up a
I hope he's listening.
I hope he is, too. I hope the other dude's listening. Can I shout the organization out?
No.
I can't?
No.
I'm going to give him props.
No, I know you would, but no, we're going to reach out to them first.
Right.
And then... Because I really smell a topic off of them.
Yeah. Don't say that, don't though. I smell something off them. Anyway, so my boy puts up, he was engaged or whatever, and he went through all this trouble to convince the masses that he's engaged, right? But it was a ha-ha. It was, ah, y'all so gullible, social networking, bam, ah, you got us, right? So I politely said, bro, I'm paraphrasing, bro, you really didn't get nobody, first off. You just, you made people believe that you were getting engaged. You went to an extent of changing your status. You went to an extent of Googling a picture of a ring.
Can I have a turn real quick? I don't know who your boy is, but he can be mad at me. Dude, you're a moron. That's all I can say. You're an idiot. You're an idiot because you changed your status to say something good happened to you in your life.
Exactly.
Ooh, there's a woman who loved me, and she wants to be my wife. And then you had people who friended you because they like you.
Your friends.
At least like your page and say, hey, man, that's great. Good for you. I'm happy for
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
Nope, psych your mind. Can't nobody love me because I'm an idiot. That's stupid.
But his point was, stop believing everything you see on people's social networking page.
Because I could be lying.
Y'all all have been duped by me, the great spin master.
You're not the Joker, buddy. You're not the Joker.
So I said, bro, you tried to show people's ignorance. I mean, you tried to prove that people were ignorant through lies. That defeats the
point.
To
make people, the common goodness in people, you tried to douse. People wished me well. You're evil. Now everybody go kick homeless people. I've made the world a better place by making you smarter. He's a moron. I don't know his name. I don't want to know his name. I hope he hears this. He can be mad at me. Dude, you're a first-class ass. You're an ass. You're a moron.
So I goes in there, and I'm telling him about – now, this one guy said, hey, Wale. Damn, I said his name. I said my boy name, whatever. That's not his real name. He has a very unique name. Says, hey, great joke, man. You're right.
You showed him good.
You showed, because anybody who knows you.
How dare people wish you well.
Know that you were playing. So I'm like, no. That's stupid.
I take it he's a virgin.
No, what? My boy.
No, I'm just saying because. Well, there's a woman in the world who loves him. Great.
Right. Like,
oh, my God. There's nobody could love this guy. His breath stinks. He farts. It's no way I'm believing that.
What's crazy is nobody cared enough. Everybody was just like, oh, congratulations. Nobody was
common
like,
courtesy.
Hey, yo, whatever. And then my point was, look, people did say congratulations, just like nobody's on his page every day. We say congratulations because when anything like that happens, it pops up in your news feed. And if it's somebody you know, I have never met Tony a day in my life. I have never met Tony.
Yep.
I've talked to Tony a couple times over the show. If Tony puts up tomorrow engaged, I'm going to say, wow, congratulations. I don't know Tony personally. But she's a cool person. Therefore, the kindness and just because as a friend,
right,
I would consider her.
Exactly. So if Tony said, I'm engaged, I'm marrying the Chicken King of Texas.
Right.
You're going to be happy.
Yes. And I'll say congratulations, Tony. Right. Now, this guy says that's wrong. People shouldn't be going out wishing people happy birthday that they don't know. And people shouldn't be going out here believing everything they see. So I said, let me ask. So I laid a scenario out. I said, okay, guy, let me ask you this. A sweet little innocent 6-year-old girl is walking down the street.
La, and, la, 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 la.
And you see her. And she says, hi, mister. And the mom says, and you just say, hey, how you doing, little girl? And the mom says, come on, Mary. We have to hurry up and get to your birthday party, right? Would you say, hey, it's your birthday? Oh, hey, happy birthday, Mary, and sit on her way? He says, no.
No. Hell no. She could be lying. You just want my wishes. And I don't give up my wishes.
Dude, you're laughing. This dude say no, because when I say happy birthday, I want it to mean something.
I tell you happy birthday. I don't know you, so I don't care if I'm happy or your birthday. I don't care. You just want my well.
You want
and my well wishes make the flowers grow. My well wishes make the flowers grow and create rainbows. I don't hand that out all willy-nilly.
I don't care if you're six or you're dying of diabetes.
Little Billy got cancer. That's what the TV said. I don't believe the TV. I don't believe that St. Jude's place. All them kids are faking.
I don't care if you are picking me up in your Silverado to drop you off at the Cancer Researchers of America. You're lying. So what's your ball?
God. You know what? No. I need a break. I need a break. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We'll round this puppy out, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Dark corners with the foes and the moles. Watch up the store for the roles. Talking straightforward to hoes. Got Uncle Zach smoking. Some put blow up they nose to cope with their lows. The wind is holding it blows. In they socks and they souls. Niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open to close. Hoping for more with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling it droves. They shoot the wrong way cause they ain't knowing they go.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, John. We've been married 30 years now, and I love you more every single day. Tonight, we're going to celebrate. I made a delicious dinner at your favorite, and afterwards, a little something special for you. I can't wait.
She's excited. You've been married a long time. But she's not the same fox she was in high school. Tonight, you might need a little help. Let Viagra pick up the tab. With Viagra, you can maintain an erection for up to 4 hours, and you'll be ready to give her the best night she's had in years.
Oh, John, this is amazing. I haven't felt this good in years.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. Erections lasting more than 4 hours may be dangerous and unsightly. Do not go into the workplace with your 4-hour long-lasting erection.
Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a war going on within, called sin, derived to install division amongst men. Denied from a lost precision, we run thin. From the end of American made, I will begin. Now Muhammad and Asua, like yet, I couldn't see it. Took the gun out of my mouth, couldn't believe it. The grievance led me to a point where I'd rather stop breathing instead of succeed the treason season. I lost my wife, I lost my right. She took my son, I feel as if I lost my life. I caused a strike, now I'm in an out-of-state telly with a celly and a...
Truth Brothers Radio. This portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Old Nut. It's Dusty.
And by that new peanut butter bar, Nut Butt. Remember?
That was the best Super Bowl, and they waited to the very end to slip that one in. I don't know if y'all seen that one. It was peanut butter and chocolate at a marriage counselor because they've been together for years. A shot at Reese's. And Chocolate, who was the wife, was embarrassed to be around peanut butter. He said, oh, yeah, we're a great couple. You know what they call us? Nut Butt and Choco.
Yeah. They said that, man. And the Butterfinger bar just slides in. Butterfinger. And slid right in between them. Y'all need to spice it up. Butterfinger. Oh, it's funny.
Oh, yes.
It's freaking hilarious. Now, Anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, it gets me and a guy end up having a battle of the wits, and, yeah, it was just dumb. But now, that's how it harms. Let's get to how it helps real quick. This social media and how it helps, right?
The show
that we do helps. When you getting that police officer who likes to get trigger happy and you got your camera filming him on Fruitville.
Handy camera phone.
And Fruitville, and you getting off at Fruitville and you're filming that.
Social media. You would have never known about that.
That. The Trayvons. All of these stories do help get it out there.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess you can call the social media a gift and a curse.
It is. But everything has a positive and negative effect. Everything can be used for a positive purpose and a negative purpose. And one of the greatest gifts I think man has ever created has been YouTube. I love YouTube.
Yeah.
Because YouTube shows the full totality of the human condition. I wouldn't change it for everything. It'll show everything except for tits and ass.
You can see that on there.
No, but they won't straight up. You know, they won't go.
They won't give you porn.
Right.
Yeah, they won't.
And I think that was the one. To block that out was genius.
Right.
The internet takes care of that on its own.
Oh, yeah.
But
as
far as YouTube is concerned, if you want to know about the outer reaches of the universe, you can go to YouTube. If you want to know about great figures in history, you can go to YouTube. If you want to see the most spectacular things humans are capable of doing and some of the good work people are doing, you can go to YouTube.
If you just want to,
at the same
yeah,
time,
go ahead, hit
if
it.
If you want to see knuckles, you can go to YouTube.
If you
want
to
see Bill Hillies doing what Bill Hillies do, you can go to YouTube.
Rackle.
If you want to just see people fail, you can go to YouTube, and I love that. I wouldn't want YouTube to be all positive, and I definitely wouldn't want YouTube to be all negative. I love the fact that you can show. You want to teach your child about not drinking as a teenager, you can go to YouTube. Put in drunk girl fail and watch the fun begin.
Greatest slash show and moving MPVs that they have is on YouTube.
Yes sir. Yes. YouTube is awesome.
Yes it is. But like we said, man, it's one of them things where I'm glad that we have a social media, but I just think that you can be smarter with it. I think that if people, one, with these dudes, why are y'all showing your guns on your pages?
Yep.
Why are you showing guns and pounds of marijuana in your house and flashing all the money? And then when you flash the money, your baby mom is on the page and she's on your wall writing, you ain't pay, you flashing your money, but you ain't paid your support. And y'all are getting into where you're putting your personal business that nobody needs to know to the world. Nobody wants to know that you know what? Let me scratch that. We as Americans love drama. Let's
we
be
love
real.
Attention.
We love
because
attention.
Because we believe we're the biggest, baddest, and the best in the world.
You love attention and you love controversy, especially if it's not yours. You love to watch other people's drama unfold in front of your eyes.
Yep.
Truth be, if you don't believe me, why is Keeping Up with the Kardashians still one of the highest rated shows
Real
on VH1?
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Real Housewives.
NBA
Wives. Love and Hip Hop. We can do this all day.
Yep.
Still one of the highest view shows on television. Big Bang Theory is, but not amongst us, though. Let's be real.
And you got comedians that purposely tell you not to watch Big Bang Theory because it ain't real.
Dude, I'll give you another one. That ain't even that. 2.5 Men is one of the funniest shows that I've ever seen, man. And I can watch a marathon from Charlie all the way up until Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
Still one. It's comedy, but it's not Big Bang Theory where it's like you got to have some form of a brain. This one is, you still have to think a little bit, but they bring it to you in a way of, it's high, I don't even want to say it's high class. It's just,
it ain't. It's just.
It's funny.
It is funny,
it's just
though.
It's funny.
Yes.
It's but you got like I tried to show that to some people. I don't get it. I don't the boy and it's but it's funny. Like that's just the point. Whatever. But anyway, point that I'm proving is stop throwing your personal business out there on these social networks, especially your dirty laundry. Stop putting your dirty laundry out there on these social networks. It's not worth it because as soon as you do it, you got somebody who's waiting to see these things, find out what's going on so they can spread your business
but
elsewhere.
They tell you that life imitates art. That's what we like to do. Art don't imitate life no more. It's the other way around. We see Nene and Nuka acting all crazy on these shows, and we want that. We want that. We have turned fame into a classless spec that mm-hmm. You can't be famous and classy anymore. You can't carry yourself with dignity. No, you have to go out there and make a mockery of your life. And we want to do it. We do everything we see.
Yeah. You want the – you know what's crazy? In a place where Antoine whatever, the dude, had your kids, had your wife, was actually getting toured around for being a homosexual knucker. And it's not
– right, because he never got kudos and fame from saving his sister from
no,
a rapist.
Exactly.
Never,
that's the point.
It never stayed about that. It was about his interview.
The interview and his sexuality. That just the interview was enough, but his sexuality on top of that, yep, now we got to float this around. It's no need for that. Bro, you could have, well, I don't know, depending, because I was about to say that maybe if it was just the dude saving the, but even the dude, I was getting my McDonald's because I'm loving it. And, you know.
Booker T.
Was that Booker T? Nah, the dude saved the white girl.
From Castro.
What he did was great. Yep. It's the interview that got him there.
And they knew it. Here's the sad part. You knew that he saved that woman.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you were putting him on TV. Nobody pulled him to the side. Hey, man, let's get you straightened up. We're going to put you on TV. We're going to get you straightened up. I understand you just, you know, the excitement and everything. But let's find a comb. Let's find a pick. Let's find
somebody
got to get
pick.
Him straightened up. They're like, nope, get the camera on him now before someone gives him a comb and a pick.
Because he's spicy, and we want him spicy. That's...
Yep.
They wanted him because he's spicy, and we need him out there spicy. And did he not show up and show out?
Yep. He didn't mean that he was being himself.
Yeah.
And the sad part is when we be ourselves, our nature shows and our self-hated nature shows.
Because
the first thing he said is he was so shocked that a pretty white woman would run to him for help.
I knew something was wrong.
A white woman running to a big black man for help?
Dead giveaway.
Not... She saw a man and was looking for compassion and protection from a beast and saw you and, oh, no, you're going to help me. Why is she running to me? I don't think that much of myself to think that she would run to me.
I never thought in a million years. I don't comb. I don't wash.
Don't bathe.
No.
No.
Dead giveaway. Dead keep away. But the thing is, like, the way the interview kicked off when the man said, because I was at McDonald's, because I'm loving it. Just dumb.
And McDonald's said, yes. which is McDonald's Incorporated is located in the state we broadcast in, Oak Brook, Illinois. They sat there and gave high five and said, yes,
we got
we're
one.
Teaching. No, we're getting to him because he ain't the only one who's saying it. He didn't say that to get him a plug. He said that because they say that all the time.
Yeah,
They say it all the time.
Yeah. So, but I don't like what we're, you know what, people, especially, it hurts me because my people, man. It hurts me because we look like bigger fools on social media
reality and social TV network
and everything.
Reality TV is bad. TV is designed to be bad. But the sad part is we get on there and we take it to another level because they want us to. We got to justify our existence on being on this show.
Dude.
And we take it to a whole nother level.
The best thing that ever, I was so happy that they do, that I was so glad that they did not do, when that boy, whatever his name is, I'm looking at the dude name in my head, Shorty Low, was going to have that show called All My Baby Mamas. That reality show called All My Baby Mamas. When, first off, let's be straight. We don't own no networks. Let's be 100. We don't own.
I don't think you own BET.
You don't.
You do own TV One.
You used to own BET. You don't anymore. Here's the thing. VH1 was going greenlit. Not
green. Thought about it. Said, damn it, I like it. They didn't do Chuck D, Man Behind the Revolution.
No.
Shorty Low. All my baby mamas. That's it. We've got a winner.
And they greenlit it. They said, start filming now. They had promos were put out. Billboards.
It's coming.
And this man was standing in front of a house with all of his baby mamas and all of his kids. And he's standing like, yep, head knocker in charge.
And I'm a man. I'm a real man.
And then...
Not Mandela.
No.
Not Farrakhan.
Not even Martin or Malcolm.
Not Obama. None of them.
Shorty Low. No, Shorty.
Whatever. I'm a man. Don't ask me to do math.
Mm.
Can't do that.
I can't even count these kids.
But I can take a blue pill and go to town.
I'm tired, man. And that's what I was about to get to about my people, man. That's a show that man should have said, you know what? I'm not doing this. He should have.
They put some zeros in front of that one, and he said, oh, I can pay up all of the – yeah.
He got a
– I never expect the slime. I never expect the slime under the rock to be the one No. Not me.
I got you. But I'm saying you should have known that the title Shorty Low and All His Baby Mamas.
It should have never – there had to be some blacks working in VH1 to say, wait a minute. No. This here is a hootenanny. No.
Yes.
It should have been. It should have never gotten so far that it actually had billboards made up. It should have never gotten so far to get put on the stage. Coming in September.
Exactly.
It never should have gotten that far.
Dude,
it should have gotten as far as the one person who said, I know what we could do.
It's a black rapper with a lot of kids. Which one?
Are you sure a rapper or a sports player?
Yeah.
It could have been Adrian Peterson.
Or Dwight Howard.
I run away from that responsibility.
Or Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Dribbling for my checks.
I digress. But anyway, like I was saying, the way that we look on social media hurts the image. I mean, what's crazy is that's pushed out way more than the 18-year-old girl who's an actual lawyer in London. People didn't know
that. That might inspire them to read. Look, the only reason Huey gets any shine in the Boondocks is because we got Riley. Hey, networks, if this was the all Huey show, No. If it was the All UE show, half of the people who watch the Boondocks wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, true.
Half of them are tuning in for Riley.
And the Riley Hour.
Riley and Grandpa, what are they going to do?
And Ruckus, because he makes me laugh and hates himself.
Yep.
So, you're right. I mean, and the thing is, ooh, man, that's crazy because I see more Riley shirts than I do of Huey. I see more people rocking the Riley than they do of Huey.
The first time I read the Boondocks, I saw Riley, but I was reading it for Huey. When I first read the Boondocks, I was like, oh, my God, I want a son just like that.
Yeah.
I want a son to be Huey. I wanted a child like that. I wanted a child like that so bad.
Learn him up.
Yes. Yes. If you had a Huey in your and as your son, you telling me you wouldn't be proud?
No, I love
him. He gets straight A's, challenging the teachers on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging thought on everything.
And reads for recreation.
Yeah, reads for right.
Just, I haven't picked this up. But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, like I was saying, man, it's crazy because we come out looking the worst when it comes to these social medias. And what I'm saying is it's time for a different look. Like, I don't like I was saying, the 18-year-old girl who's in not London, Britain, she's an 18-year-old lawyer.
Thing.
Yeah, but it's Britain. I don't want to say London. All this Britain. It's this area. Just, can I have my shine?
You got it.
I read today. Nah, but no. The girl. She's an 18-year-old black girl who's a lawyer. Passed the bar and everything, right?
Yep.
It's a 14.
Not the bar that you drink, people.
You had to call them dumb. Our listeners aren't dumb. They know what you.
No, mean. Our listeners aren't. But we can.
Every now and again, we got those who only like the terrible truth. Anyway, you got a 14-year-old girl who's a junior in college. In college, you got a 6-year-old with a 145 IQ. None of this gets put out there. But
boy, did they run the turn in to watch Doogie Howser?
Who did?
People.
They did. Yeah, people. I didn't like Doogie. I thought Doogie was a jerk.
Yeah, sure. I got you. Yeah. I'm just saying, though.
Yeah,
we love everything but the people. We love everything but the people.
Story's just out there, though. That's the question
we
I want to ask.
We love everything but the people themselves. And this is Black History Month, people. I'm going to let you know now. Every topic this month is going to relate to some type of subject on us. We haven't dealt with this. This is our third year. We've left Black History alone for 2 years now.
Did we? No, first year we did.
Yeah, we did.
51.
We did one. 51. We did Malcolm.
And we did with Juwanza.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. With Malcolm.
Well, Malcolm likes the, and they said Malcolm liked the service the men.
Yeah, we did the Black History thing and posted the lowest ratings we have had to this day.
That's the reason why we said never again. We will not, because evidently when we tried
the
to
next,
drop a
yep,
little
the
bit.
Next week we did Nippy and the funeral, and the ratings went through the roof.
Blew up at the five. Oh, y'all funny talking about. Y'all so wrong, you're hilarious. Oh, love them Truff Bros. And why do they take the donuts? But it's I'm tired, man.
Yes.
I'm outdone.
Next week, we're going right into Martin Luther King.
You're serving them. You're giving them ammo, people. You're giving them a reason to hate Obama, Dick. You're giving them a reason to hate Obama. When you out there, hey, man, king of twerk, hosted by the king, and you got Martin holding hundreds, tilting his two chains.
Cupping ass. Cupping ass.
Y'all don't do... You could have easily slid one of these king rappers in there and left Martin out of there.
T.I. There's plenty of slime for y'all to play with. You got to take down one of your own. And we're going to get into that. And we're begging you guys, get involved. We're begging. The queue has been steady all night. We want to hear from you guys.
Nobody.
We want to hear your comments.
They
we don't want to
do.
Just hear us talk. We talk to each other every day.
They don't do Bill Gates, Holden. They don't
the
have
social
a
network.
It's just...
That was that movie, as truthful as it was an homage to the dude.
Yes. Nice. It was
didn't make him. It was totally honest. It was brutally honest because it didn't make him come off. They didn't make him look like a dang hero. They tried to be real, but he didn't sit there and say, "Oh, these are all lies."
Dude, do you not know when I told people, man, I've seen the social media network. I saw Jobs. I thought Jobs was real nice.
I want to check that out.
If you have not, people, if you want to see a good movie, Ashton Kutcher is good. I like the dude, man. And shouts out to him for popping up Meg from Family Guy. He's a good dude. I like him. And I like her. She's funny. But Jobs, good movie. The Social Network, good movie. Still, I'm going to check out this Wolf of Wall Street, man. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Good
I'm debating
movie.
That and Ride Along. I'm sorry.
That's why you go to a matinee. You catch them both.
Man,
that's not wrong. Ice Cube is a good dude.
Yeah, I
ain't got no problem with Ice. I got no problem with Rod Long. I've got no problem with Funny. But we've got to strike a balance. We're gonna be doing.
Yes.
We're gonna be doing something
yes.
with the black filmmakers too.
Yes.
But you've got to strike a balance. It can't be all chuckles and bad movies.
Yeah.
And indeed. It can't. Every good movie can't be The Butler, The Help.
We sat
there and broke our asses to go see The Butler over Fruitvale.
Damn
we
right.
broke our asses. Oh my God, Oprah's look, she's going to be nominated for an Oscar. No.
And shouts out to my man Johnson Brandon Johnson for doing this thing in the Fruitvale. I finally got to catch it. I know I'm late, people, but
it's okay.
Yeah, it's one of the most it's a very, you know what's crazy? Y'all broke y'all backs to go see that Best Man Holiday too. Now,
no, that's fine.
No.
That's fine.
My point was, there are movies. Did Art of Rap?
I see. Documentary.
Yes. Documentary. Passed through all the actually hit an urban music festival. I think it was at first. And it got such a great review there that they said, man, take it to the big screen. He took it there. Ice thought he was going to get a nice little change. He did. It was very low budget, but he thought he was going to get a nice little change from that. But we didn't go out and see the movie.
Nope.
You know what we saw instead?
Nope.
Do you want to know?
What
you
we
saw
see?
Tyler Perry's movie four times over.
Yeah.
I digress.
Yep. And I've got, look, no problem. You want to see The Butler, that's great. But you've got to strike a balance. There's no reason. It was more Caucasians went to see Fruitvale and was moved by Fruitvale than black folks.
You know,
and
more
that's not good.
Caucasians saw Red Tails, even though it wasn't Red Tails.
Red Tails was just bad.
It was, though.
It was bad.
But for the history, people, do it for the February. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
All right.
Yes.
Another one down. There it is. Yeah. Oh, and
so we're
going to
be passing around that King episode that we're going to be doing. We're going to be passing around hard. We really want to hear from you guys.
And seriously. If you got any of these King flyers up in ass, shoot that to the Truth Brothers, posting the Terrible Truth. We're going to float those around with the show as well. Are you disrespected? That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, they just, I didn't even up the sound, they did it. But we just going to let you know real quick that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in
you. This has been a G Network presentation. Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Don't sweat the technique.